Howdy friends, this is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Over $10 million will be paid out in the City of Lights, Las Vegas, Nevada in 10 rounds of competition at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. Friday night, December 2nd, the competitions look this way. Splitting first and second in the bareback bronc riding, Iowa's Tim O'Connell was 85 points on Pete Carr's Betty Boop. Clayton John Bigelow of California matched the score with Rafter G. Buckhorn Horse Ankle Biter in the bareback riding. In the steer wrestling competition, a fast 3.5-second time won the $26,230.77. Jason Thomas won it tonight. Indian Country got their lion's share of the money in the team roping header division. Luke Brown was a leader with a 4-second time. Blackfoot Indian Cowboy Destin Bird was a 4.2 with his partner, finishing second. Navajo Eric Rogers from Arizona finished third. They won well over $35,000 between the two of them. In the heelers competition, Jake Long was the winner. Russell Cordoza, Dustin Bird's partner, was second, and Corey Petzka, roping with Eric Rogers, was third. Classic event saddle bronc riding, an 18-year-old by the name of Ryder Wright has won over $60,000 in two nights. He rode Get Smart to an 86 tonight, owned by Northcott Maxa Rodeo Company. Three-time NFR Hunk Papa Lakota saddle bronc rider from South Dakota, Chuck Schmidt, was dismounted for the second night in a row at the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo off of Kid Rock. He has dropped from 13th to 15th in the world with only $88,000 won, but there are still eight rounds to go, and a champ can win a lot of money. Tie-down roping, a very talented man from Brazil, now in California, by the name of Marcus Costa, was a 7.6 time to beat the field in the tie-down roping. Kimmy Wong was the fastest one in the ladies' cloverleaf pattern bell racing, 13.79, Kimmy Wall. Roscoe Jarbo was 88.5 points in the bull riding on a Wayne Vold Rodeo Company bull from Canada by the name of Cooper's Comet. Bareback rider Tim O'Connell from Iowa wins the world with over $228,000 with eight rounds to go. Texan Clayton Haas took over the lead in the steer wrestling. Luke Brown from Texas leads the world in the header division of the team roping with $154,000. Dustin Bird is in second with over $147,000. Eric Rogers, Navajo from Round Rock, Arizona, has $98,000. He is in ninth in the standings. In the team roping heeler division, Jake Long took over the lead representing Texas over Junior Nagara from Brazil. Saddle bronc riding defending world champ Jacobs Crawley from Texas maintains the lead with over $186,000 won. Brazil's Marcus Costa is in the lead for the tie-down roping. Two-time and defending world champion Sage Kimsey is number one in the bull riding with over $200,000 won, representing Oklahoma. Marcos Costa has been one of the fastest cats in tie-down roping. This is what he had to say after winning round two.
Yes, sir. That's the dream of it is now, but still a long road, and we've been working for that. Need to keep roping good, and all those ropes been roped good, you know, and we need to keep praying and asking God favor, you know, and have a lot of patience, you know, and because it's a long road. It's still eight calves. These eight calves can decide what's going to be your life for the year. It's kind of like you represent your nation, you know. It's hard for America to do this, you know. Can you imagine you come to another country, no horse, you don't speak any English, and you try to rodeo? It's a long road to get here, you know. As I feel like is a blessing God gave to me.
An 18-year-old Rusty Wright winning near $60,000 in the City of Lights in 2 days. That's awesome, Rusty.
Yeah, I'm on cloud nine. There's no better feeling. Last night, I was more nervous for the grand entry than I was to get on my horse. Just your first appearance in the arena, and it was just real nerve-wracking, I guess.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design. Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.